Matthew 2, 1 through 18. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where's the king that was born, king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come all this way to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written of the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a diligent search for the young child, and once you've found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him as well." When they had heard the king, the magi departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it stood over where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And he said, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and he stayed there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he had seen that the wise men had mocked him by not coming back, he was exceedingly angry, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coastlands thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not." Luke 2, 40 and onwards. "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, or in the group with them, went a day's journey, and then they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. But because they did not find him, they turned right away back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all they that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, 'Son, why have you dealt thus with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Didn't you know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not that saying which he had spoken unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and the region of Trachonitis, Lysanias being the tetrarch of Abilene, and Annas and Caiaphas being high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, that's the river Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then he said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which brings forth not good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people ask him, saying, What shall we do then? And he answered and said unto them, He that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans. Now publicans are tax collectors working for the Roman government, but they're actually Jews. They're traitors in the eyes of most people and highly despised. Then came also these publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, What shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, and neither accuse anyone falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and that is the expectation of the coming of the Lord Jesus, and all men mused in their hearts of John whether he were the Christ or not, John answered them all, saying, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I comes, whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. Jesus is baptized. Matthew 3, verse 13 and onwards. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I indeed need to be baptized of you. And do you come to me? Jesus answering said unto him, Allow it to be so for now, because it fulfills all righteousness for us to do this. Then he baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Luke 4:1-onwards. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, "If you be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread." And Jesus, answering him, said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, "All this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me, and I give it to whoever I want. If you will just worship me, I will give it to you." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answering said unto him, "It is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a while. John 1:15-onwards. John bore witness of him and spoke up, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, because he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, only the begotten Son, which is in a close relationship with the Father. He's the one who has declared him." And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I'm not the Christ." And they asked him, "Well, what then? Who are you? Are you Elias?" And he said, "No, I'm not." "Are you that prophet?" "No." Then they said unto him, "Well, then who else would you be? Who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why do you baptize then, if you're not the Christ, nor Elias, nor that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of, saying, 'After me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bore record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked by, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God! And the two disciples heard him say this, and he followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said, What do you seek? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where are you staying tonight? And he said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip, in turn, found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said unto him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. John 2, 1 and onwards. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they were out of wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto his servants, Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. There were there 6 large water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece, several gallons. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bore it. When the governor of the feast had tasted the water that was turned into wine, and didn't know where it came from, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Look, every man at the beginning sets forth the best wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worst. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there for a few days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting there. And he made a scourge of small cords, and he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and overturned the tables on the money changers, and threw the coins everywhere. And he said unto them that sold doves, "Take these things out of here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." He was furious. And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of the house of the Lord has eaten me up." Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "What sign do you show us, seeing that you do all this?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you rear it up in 3 days?" But the temple Jesus spoke of was his own body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.